I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Looking at Thomas Cole's Storm King of the Hudson in the David Owsley Museum of Art, one can almost hear the oncoming storm approaching. The wind has picked up and is fiercely blowing the trees around. The dark gray clouds are starting to roll in, and the thunder is about to crack. Thomas Cole was a romantic painter, and his landscapes were often called sublime because of his ability to create overpowering and majestic images of the American wilderness. Cole did incorporate a human into Storm King of the Hudson, but that person is minuscule compared to the immense nature that surrounds him. In Cole's eyes, the American wilderness was a natural utopia that was being corrupted by humans with their machines and factories. Cole saw this new age of industrialization as a threat to nature, so, through his paintings, he sought to show the world the beauty and power of the American landscape that was being destroyed. This romanticized painting celebrates American natural history before the age of industrialization.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Mary Johanges for her research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.